Stephanie Brenner owns a clothing store on Lincoln Street in Sitka. She's been in business for a long time. Brenner says shopping local is an important part of revitalization, but it's not the only thing.
I think when you work downtown, you really have a sense of the people in the downtown and the community downtown. And I have a personal interest in it as well as financial, but you're just vested in the community.
Brenner is one of about 50 Sitkans who attended a downtown revitalization meeting in October after the Sitka Health Summit chose the issue as one of its three goals for the year. The Health Summit is a collaboration of healthcare organizations and social service agencies, businesses, and professionals who meet annually to set attainable goals for improving health and wellness in the community. Recent projects have been designing and painting a mural in response to the high domestic violence rate and making Sitka the first officially recognized bicycle-friendly community in the state. Angela McGraw works at Sitka Community Hospital. She attended the summit and was immediately drawn to the idea of reimagining downtown Sitka.
The big thing is also the locals and making it important for us and making it viable for us.
There have already been two well-attended meetings on downtown revitalization and some action. A garden nursery owner has donated lighted trees. A store that usually closes up for the winter has a Christmas village installed in its window. And downtown merchants are organizing a contest to guess the number of lights decorating the Christmas tree in front of St. Michael's Orthodox Cathedral. McGraw says this is all part of a larger vision.
We find these things that we can start with small, and it doesn't mean we aren't looking bigger. It's just sometimes we want to know what we can do and feel like we've accomplished something.
The group has one landscape architect on board and is looking past the holidays towards some urban planning. There have been proposals in the past to make downtown Sitka more accommodating to tourists. Stephanie Brenner says this new idea is about us.
I really think that we're on the brink of, you know, really making our downtown what we would like it to be. And we, you know, I think people have spoken. They'd like it to be more pedestrian friendly. Mm-hmm. We'd like to encourage, you know, maybe more bicycle racks or more areas for people to congregate and to bring their kids downtown.
Ideas that emerge at the Health Summit have a pretty high success rate because of the emphasis on attainability and the limited duration. Some ideas, however, like food security and a fish to schools program, have gained momentum all their own. Brenner hopes downtown revitalization is one of them.
I just think that there's enough people that are passionate about this, and I don't see their passion dying out. There are people that are new to this community. There's people that have been here for years. And I think that there's people that really do want to see a change. And I really feel that if you don't try, you don't know what's going to happen.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.